You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenor is here. He's from T-Storm in Chicago. Mike, let's start in South America today. Many have been wondering when Brazil, Mato Grosso in particular, some other states there, might begin to get their annual rainfall started for their planting season.
More than likely, it will start up next weekend and then the following week. Their climate turned sharply wetter over the last half of September and especially in October. So we should start seeing some of these rains occur. A number of computer models hint at rainfall starting up in 10 days or so, and we think that is going to happen. So the dry weather that they've seen over the course of the last 4 months, which is very normal of their climate, is going to come to an end here in about 10 days, and then things should start to improve from a soil moisture perspective.
Here in the Midwest, across the whole of the Corn Belt, do we have much rainfall?
There's not going to be a whole lot of rain in the Corn Belt. It will rain a lot, though, in the plains. We'll have a couple of different storm systems move across the U.S. from Friday through Wednesday coming up. And the way it looks right now, both of those systems will have a lot of difficulty crossing the Mississippi River. Because of that, each system will produce a lot of rainfall in the same area, and that's why we're expecting heavy rain in the plains starting up Friday and Saturday and then continuing in different areas through the middle of next week. By the time all is said and done, most of the winter wheat belt of the plains will have received 1 3/4 of an inch to 3.5 inches of rain. Todd, that is a lot of rain for a 5-day period in the plains. And it's enough rain to completely wipe out any threat of dryness all the way through next month. So at this point, even though you could argue that this is not the best scenario for planting, it's a near ideal scenario for wheat that is planted or will be planted later this month and in October.
On the subject of next month or October, what do you see as indicators for that month as we get into the harvest season full swing?
There's very little to no correlation between weather in September and weather in October across the central U.S. Because of that, we can't draw any conclusions. The only thing we do know is that the first half of September was very cool. The second half will have been very mild, but that doesn't really tell us much of anything for October. A lot of people always wonder at this time of the year, might an early freeze be coming? Well, the earliest freezes on record occurred at right about today's date in 1983 and 1995. So we can look out our window and see that we're nowhere in that territory at this point in time. Climatologically, the first freeze of the year typically begins around October 5th in the Dakotas and then shifts to the south and east over the next 3 to 4 weeks, eventually reaching southern Ohio by the last day of October. So we will see a freeze here at some point, most likely starting up in about 1 to 2 weeks in the Dakotas and then shifting to the south and east, eventually reaching Illinois by the middle to second half of next month.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. That is Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.